Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Welsh musician Griff Rhys recently put out his 8th solo album, though he's also done plenty of other records with the rock band Super Furry Animals and his various other projects. There are a couple of soundtracks, too. But the last time Griff was here, he'd just released his 2019 album, Pang, which was largely in Welsh. The new record, Sadness Sets Me Free, is in English, so it's easier for us to follow along as his character tries to wriggle out of a mess of his own making in this song called Bad Friend.
I can't promise you every hour of every day. I need to feed the kids and take them to the park to play. I say it's impossible to be everything for everyone. All I can say is that I'll have your back for your panic attacks. And though I'm a bad friend, yes, I'm a really bad slug friend. Just know I'm well-meaning, and I will be there at the end. Oh yes, I'm a bad friend, but maybe bad friends are still friends and better than an enemy. And I will be there at the end. And though it's a struggle when you can't take everyone away on a caravan holiday to the western edge of Wales. Just know it was raining and the beer was warm and the chips were wet, and you were missed a lot. And we took selfies in your name. Though I'm a bad friend, yes, I've been a really bad slug friend. Just know I'm well-meaning, I'm a bad friend, but maybe bad friends are still friends, and better than an enemy. And I'm still here happy.
Ocean!
All those good times that we shared upon the road, all those troubles disappear, all the struggles in never shiver. You know I'm as reliable as asking a seal to deliver the post, or a random Pokemon to remember the number of your phone. And though I'm a bad friend, yes, I've been a really bad slug friend. Just know I'm well-meaning, and I'm still here at the end.
Bad Friend is the name of the song, live performance by Griff Rhys and his band here in our studio, with Griff singing and playing the guitar, and Ushan Gwyneth at our piano, Hugh Williams on the bass, Rodri Brooks playing the pedal steel. Griff, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So last time, as I mentioned in introducing, it was 2019, yeah. Pang. Time before that was 2007. So this is your third time here, and each time the projects have been very different, which, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want to be doing the same thing after all those years. What is it that keeps this interesting to you after so many years and so many records?
I don't know, maybe I have a bad memory. it all feels new to me. There's only so much I can make with, you know, this voice and my limited musical skill set. So within that, I try and vary it. Yeah, I wanted to use all wood instruments, you know, piano, double bass. I mean, the pedal steel has at least a veneer of wood. And so this is the wooden album. Pang, last time I was here, was an electronic record.
Right.
We recorded it pretty much live like this, except we had Cliff, the drummer.
Well, but there's also, you know, strings. I'm not, whether they're genuine or synthesized, I guess maybe a mix of both.
No, with this record, I wanted to keep it everything organic and quite live. So,
real strings.
Real string, a string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was recorded at quite a low volume. It's and therefore sounds bigger than the sum of its parts.
Yeah. I mean, it does have a big sound with the strings. There are occasional horns as well. Is that a cuica on "They Sold My House to Build a Skyscraper"?
There's a cuica. Yeah, I persuaded a Colombian person to play a cuica, which is
a Brazilian instrument.
Yeah, so there's some controversy in the studio.
No stand to luxury development. A future dive to be knocked down. Why build a city to the ground? To keep on singing of dictators that go wrong.
That's the little string. It's a drum with a string through the head, and you pull on the string, and it makes that kind of squeaky sound.
Yeah, it's a remarkable.
Yeah, a very organic sound, actually.
Yeah.
So the title, "Sadness Sets Me Free," you know, it suggests a mood for this record, and you know, it does seem like the record begins with a kind of pensive, almost twilight kind of feel to it.
Yeah, the song "Sadness Sets Me Free" came first, and with its title, I felt I could hang the rest of the album around it, and that it's a sort of recurring theme through the album.
Mm-hmm.
That motif, and then yeah, it was an excuse to free myself to write sad songs, songs of complaint, songs of political frustration.
Right.
I kept them all for this record.
So, am I wrong to find some of this funny?
I think humor, you know, we live in very sobering times. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the record's sober, but there's humor in it as well as a coping mechanism.
So, I mean, Bad Friend has a wonderfully deadpan video that goes with it. A song like Cover Up the Cover Up, you know, political frustration, let's change the government, let's get rid of the monarchy, let's free the media on Wednesday.
Reinvent the government, let's do it on Tuesday. Rid ourselves of cruelty, let's do it on Wednesday.
I mean, literally, nothing wrong with that, but it just strikes me as, in its own very dry, black way, as funny.
Yeah, I was trying to write a political song, but I wanted it to sound like a 1980s romantic ballad. And use it as a Trojan horse, somehow.
Right. Now, you mentioned the title track was the one that came first, "Sadness Sets Me Free." This has Kate Stables on it, on the record.
Yes.
Who was just here for her third or fourth time not too long ago. You produced her last record, her band This Is The Kit, right?
Yeah, I had the privilege of watching them make that record. You know,
is that what producing her consists of, watching
yes.
her?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, they're super talented. Everyone in the band could produce a record, so it was a matter of witnessing it happening.
Wonderful. She speaks a little more highly of your contribution.
Oh, it was incredible. I probably learned more from them than they did from me, but it was magic for me anyway.
Yeah. And then she recorded a cover of one of your older songs. Which one is it? It's Sensations in the Dark.
That's right, yeah.
Designated pacifist, no fistfights, no antagonistic, knocking out lights. Sensations in the dark. Sensations in the dark. Sensations in the dark. Sensations in the dark.
I mean, that's the biggest form of flattery, really. If someone covers your song, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like, you know, that's the ultimate accolade, I think, as a songwriter.
And did you return the favour if you covered one of hers?
I did. We did a split single, that was the context, and I haven't put mine on the internet yet, but I'm really happy with it. Two Wooden Spoons, it's almost electronic. I tried to make it radically different from the original.
Right. I mean, what's the point of doing a cover if you're just going to recreate what someone else had already done?
Totally. I'm a strong believer in reinventing something.
All right. The title track of the album, Sadness Sets Me Free, begins with a kind of striking mix of the kind of gritty, you know, the image of doing cocaine in the cloakroom, and the poetic, you know, seeing the gemstones. And I mean, it's the same line. So it really kind of sets us up for a kind of duality of, I don't know, of meaning, of feeling.
Yeah. I suppose it's about encountering change and, you know, trying to make a way through life. And I'm hoping it's a hopeful record, kind of made for sobering times.
Hmm. You're hoping for a hopeful record. Okay. Well, that's the kind of wordplay that makes a good songwriter. Let's hear Griff Rees and the band performing the title track from the latest record called Sadness Sets Me Free.
In the nightclub of my mind, I'm doing cocaine in the cloakroom. Come on, set me free from my vain and selfish ways. For in the gemstones of your eyes, I see stars that shine forever. So come on, set me free from my vain and selfish ways. Companionship will keep me on the dance floor of the commune, and from the road to ruin I'll emerge a better me. But from the corner of my eye I see that darkness always follows, and by now you know that I know only sadness sets me free. Sadness sets me free. Sadness sets me free. In the mirror of the truth is a question mark of candor. Come on, set me free from my vain and selfish ways. For in the showroom of your heart, I see the courage of a kestrel. So come on, set me free from my vain and selfish ways. Your commitment could coerce me into fruitful coexistence. My persistence will be boundless, and the future wide and clear. In the corner of my heart is a kernel of resistance, and by now you know that I know only sadness sets me free. Sadness sets me free.
my will. Your laughter evaporates the struggles of the day. We're in the shiny sea of life. Is the longboat of frustration kissing without comfort? Only sadness sets me free. Sadness sets me free.
Griff Rees and the band with Sadness Sets Me Free, live performance of the title track of his latest record. Griff, we've had other left-handed guitarists in the studio over the years. I don't think we've had a left-handed guitarist playing a right-handed guitar before.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Why did that happen?
Well, I had no ambition to be a guitarist. And I picked up my sister's right-handed guitar when I was young and played it the wrong way. And
are you left-handed?
No. But you know, I was none the wiser, so this is how I learnt, and I dearly wish I would have learnt differently, but there you go.
It's a bizarre thing, because you know, I've played the instrument my whole life, and I'm watching your fingers on the fretboard. It's just like, it's all, what is he doing over there? What chord could that possibly be that has the fingering like that? But so you've had to like really create your own kind of musical language on the fingerboard.
Yeah, I've got my own style. I can make a lot of keep the thin strings really kind of open.
Right.
Maybe that's the main difference. I don't know.
Are you in standard tuning?
I'm in standard tuning, yes.
Okay.
At least.
At least that. Okay. This is going to perhaps sound like a funny question coming out of a song that, especially with Rodri's Pedal Steel, had overtones of country music in it. Yeah. But are you a fan of rap?
Yes, yeah. I grew up as a teenager with a lot of rap music coming out, and I find it very exciting.
Well, the reason I ask is, I mean, you listen to some of the internal rhyming schemes in that song that you just played. There's, you know, coexistence, persistence, corner of my heart, the kernel of resistance. I mean, it's just like the kind of callbacks within lines to to syllables and sounds that you've heard before. It just reminds me a lot of how the best rappers work.
Yeah, I think another thing I've taken from rap music is the concept album. You know, I've made quite a few concept records and people think I'm into progressive rock, but I suppose I grew up with almost every rap album had a massive concept behind it, or skits, or like a whole world going on. You know, Q-Tip and people were sampling incredible records from the 70s. I suppose I've been introduced to a lot of music through those samples, and it's
right.
Been, opened up. Well, I mean, they were sampling Lou Reed and
right.
You know,
right. Like yeah, I mean, and you know, how many kids got into jazz because you know they heard a sample and were like, well, what's that? Give me more of that.
Yeah,
you know, you've also worked with one of my favorite Tuareg bands, Imarhan.
Yeah.
Gymrodur dan I nawyr Te cryf
How did that happen?
I played a festival with them in London, and the next day they said in passing, you know, oh, you should, you know, come to Algeria. And I went, yeah, you know, anytime, just call me up. But I mean, people say things like that all
of
the time,
course.
You know, and you try and be positive and in life, you know. And, but the difference with them was they sent me a ticket, you know, it was amazing. And I had an incredible time.
And was that, you weren't singing in Tomaszek, right? You were singing Welsh?
Yeah, we were mixed. Yeah, mixing Welsh and Tamashek. The same engineer, Maxime Cousinets, recorded The Sadness Sets Me Free album eventually as well. So it has a kind of indirect influence on the new record as well.
Right. You know, it did strike me that a lot of the tracks on the new record have titles that are full sentences, like They Sold My Home to Build a Skyscraper, or I'll Keep Singing, or I Tendered My Resignation, which when I saw it on the track list, I thought was just a hilarious title. And, until I heard the song, I was like, oh my God, rip my heart out, you know?
Yeah.
But then there are, you know, people usually like to give songs more fanciful titles, like the one you're going to do next, which is Celestial Candy Floss, which I still have not figured out. Yeah. Have you figured out what that means, or is it just...
Well, I suppose we call candy floss cotton candy. I'll rephrase that. We call cotton candy candy floss, and it's about looking up to the sky at night and just seeing the magnitude of the celestial cotton candy in the sky and how insignificant we are.
It's also a song with another one of those wonderful little internal rhyming things where you pair destiny and Muscovy.
The song, the political backdrop for this song when we were in the studio was the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine war, or the kind of that stage of it at least, where oligarchs were zooming around the world trying to hide their yachts and
hide their money,
hide them in their thing. So that, I think some of that crept into the song somehow.
All right, so let's hear a live performance. The song is Celestial Candy Floss from Griff Rees and the Band.
Stammer that tricky to the barren lands on the slope of the volcano is old. Marmalade drips from mantelpiece down the corrugated edges of love. It's the final destiny, chasing it like a park ranger show. For celestial candy floss, licking it like there's no
Celestial Candy Floss. Griff Rees playing the electric guitar on that one and singing. Once again, Ocean Gwyneth at our piano, Hugh Williams playing the double bass, and Rodri Brooks on pedal steel. And Griff, we were talking earlier about kind of the sequence, the shape of the record, you know, this kind of melancholy mood at the beginning, and then as the kind of darker political stuff comes in, the songs paradoxically get more upbeat. And then it ends with "I'll Keep Singing."
I'll keep singing till the cockerel calls me home. I'll keep hurling all the howling overtone.
Which might be the most upbeat and grand sounding track on the record. And it ends with the repeated line, "Sadness sets me free." So what was, you said you hoped that this was a hopeful record. Yes. To leave us with that repeated line in this very kind of upbeat setting, what are you hoping we take away from that?
Well, if false hope serves imperialism, then sadness can set me, you know, sadness sets me free. You know, it's like a mantra for sobering up and dealing with issues. And it's absurd, you know, to have a huge finale, a happy finale with this mantra in it. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like we were talking about before, it's multiple layers of meaning and feeling in music. It's one of the great things about music is that it can do that. And so you certainly take advantage of it at the end of the record. We're going to use a little bit of that to conclude. The album is called Sadness Sets Me Free. It is the latest from Griff Rees, and it's been great having you and the band here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. It's been magical. Thank you.
And behind the glass in the control room, our technical director, Irene Trudell. Down the hall in the video room, our producer, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.